Would you mind telling me how old your husband is?
He be 62.
Okay.
October. Now I can get your boy. What date? What date? But I know it'd be
okay.
October.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Does he go to the Pleasant Grove Church?
Yes, ma'am. Remember there.
And what's his occupation?
A judge.
Wagon. Working, uh-huh.
He had a little Mr. Bud Parlors.
Okay.
In Columbia. He don't work around here, do he have to work over there.
Okay. And where was your husband born?
Wilkes County.
Okay. Were all his people from Wilkes County as far as
Yeah, he a Wilkes County man.
And do you know the name of the school he went to?
Zola.
Okay.
It's a Methodist too.
Okay.
That was his church till me and him married. And after the child got killed, he overdid him and carried him back to his church. But after his child got killed, he ain't never said no more about carrying back home.
Uh-huh.
Where his mother was buried at. And brother, he won't be buried out there with his child.
Uh-huh.
It's a Wilkes County name. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening. Yeah.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say,
sun up, ain't it?
Okay. And so in the morning it's sun up, and in the evening it's
sundown. Well, we call it.
Okay, fine. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
fair.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A hard rain. A quick rain, I call it.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mountain. That's where I was told.
Okay, fine. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Dog eyes.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
Live.
What
and trash, because.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
We call that sprung. Some part of it live, some call it sprung.
What do you call a great big old piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Ship robe.
Okay. And what do you call something that's built into the wall where you can hang clothes?
Well, we call that a wardrobe, ship wear, and wardrobe.
A what?
You call that a closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, on the sides of a wooden house?
They are well boards.
What do you call the covered area at the front of the house where some chairs might be placed?
There's a porch, ain't it?
Uh-huh. And what do you call a little porch that doesn't have a roof?
Well, I call it a shelter.
Okay, fine. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
That's where you put the cows, a corridor. Milking stall, I call it. Now we used to call me trying to dog cow that milk.
Well, now when you drive them, after they're driven up from the pasture, sometimes before they're driven inside the barn, there's a fenced place.
Yeah.
Is that what's called the milking stall? Or is
no,
that
now, well, you know, like I don't know. But now when we were milking, all around the barn was a fence.
Uh-huh.
And my husband had me a little old stall built by wide from where you at back there to the side of the house. Dry the cop in there. She kicked.
Uh-huh.
And then you take and put the poles or twist the leg like this to see that keep the cow from kicking
in. I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what we call it then. Now what folks call it, now I don't know. That's what we call it.